Well, good morning, friends, and welcome to another episode of Good Morning Live. It is good to be with you today. It is Friday. Come on, I hope you are geared up for an amazing weekend. I know we have an amazing service planned here at Hope City Church that you're not going to miss this Sunday. If you have kids in school like me, they are probably either finishing school this week or today, like my kids who will finish up on Tuesday. So we keep telling them, you know, they're having a hard time getting up this morning. And it's like, come on, it's your last Friday. It's your last Friday before summer break. You got this. You can do this. And man, I don't know. Do you remember the joy of your last day of school before summer break? I think back in the earliest one I can remember. I was probably in fourth grade. And I remember just that excitement of getting picked up and on the way home from school, knowing that that was it for, you know, 2.5 months before we went back. But just that excitement. So we're trying to play into that with our kids and keep them excited, keep them happy, and looking forward to this summer break. So anyway, it's a good weekend. It's an exciting weekend. Also, I wanted to remind you, we just announced yesterday that this upcoming Wednesday night here at Hope City Church, we will be showing the animated, which is the number one religious animated movie ever released, called The King of Kings. If you haven't heard about that, it looks to be a powerful and promising movie for the entire family. So we are going to be showing that next Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. right here at Hope City Church. So you can go to our website to find all the details for that or social media. But we would love to have you and your family. We'll have popcorn and drinks, and it'll be just a great night for everyone. So we hope to see you next Wednesday for that. But on top of that, this whole week, we have been theming as our spring share-a-thon because we have run into an incredible problem. So today is the final day of our share-a-thon. So I do want to encourage you that if you have been on the fence about partnering with us, well, today is we encourage you to do it today because today is the last day that we're pushing for this. But we have run into an amazing problem, and that's where we have had so many viewers watching us every day on this program and then the Pioneer Channel. And I don't want to underemphasize what has happened. Thousands upon thousands of additional people have started. It's not like, oh, we have 10 more viewers. Thousands upon thousands of additional people have started viewing the Pioneer Channel over the last 2 months, partly because of the success of the Good Morning Live, partly, but mainly because of the three new platforms that we just launched on the Armed Forces Network, Tugo Television, and Zipwave TV. We have launched our channel, and so many people are watching on those platforms that it has caused us to run out of bandwidth. So we needed to upgrade that package that we have every month to be able to do that. And we've always strived to be a debt-free ministry. So I said, well, let's go ahead and get in front of the partners and see if we can get 40 additional people to stand with us with a monthly love gift of $25. And so that's what we've been doing this entire week. We also have an offer that if we get the apps, if we get everything back up and going, that somebody is willing to pay for us to have a $12,500 app built for the Samsung television. So I said, well, let's not bypass that $12,000 miracle. Let's make this thing happen. So if you are willing, would you prayerfully consider to partner with us with a $25 a month love gift? And you can do that by texting the word partner to 717-500-3575 or go to our website, ptnnow.com, and partner along with us. And if you can't partner, then go ahead and sow a one-time monthly or one-time gift, and we would receive that as well. But good news is we did sign that contract yesterday to go ahead and increase that partnership. And we're doing that. We did that in faith. In faith that we're going to get these extra partnerships. So everything app-related and Pioneer Network and Pioneer Channel is back up and running. And we have that database. Now it'll take some time to get that new Samsung app going and live. And we have to build that. But that will be coming. But we did this as a step of faith to say, hey, we're gonna sign up for this package, and we believe that the family of God will help rally around this and support this. So again, if you've never sown or become a partner of the Pioneer Channel, now's the time. We really need you to step up and help and make this programming and this network available to people around the world. And like I said, it is a God thing. It is not that, well, we have 10 more viewers a day. No, thousands upon thousands. Actually, when we called the company, that's what they asked us. They said, well, what happened 2 months ago? Because suddenly you started running through your broadband access. And I said, well, we launched on some new platforms. And he said, but no, I mean, it's quite extensive, the numbers. And I said, yep, no, it's just what's been happening. People have been watching. So anyway, so thank you for just prayerfully considering that. But let's jump into the word of God today, because I got a word in my spirit for you that's going to bless you. Now, we've been theming this week around the concept of giving and sowing and planting, because that's the season that we are in. Hey, good morning, Cheryl. Good morning, Tracy. Good to see y'all. So we're going to continue that today, that theme around giving and sowing and being a generous person. And I want to continue that today with a message that I'm titling, Don't Hold Back. Don't hold back. And as I've been thinking about this last night, I begin to think about just sowing and planning. And, you know, Sarah and I, you know, we've long been partners with the Pioneer Channel and supporting every month. And I just kind of tossed and I said, listen, I think we are to triple our support of the Pioneer Channel and what we're doing. And she agreed. And here, you know, we're just, as I'm processing that, I'm processing sowing and saying, all right, Lord, you know, you gotta meet us here though. And but I thought about that, and here's the vision that I got in my spirit. I thought about a farmer, right? And obviously when we talk about sowing and planting and harvest, we think of farming. And I thought about how every farmer, or every harvest, let me rephrase that, every harvest begins with a vision. Every harvest begins with a vision. And a farmer must first see the harvest he desires before he plants anything. Right? We have our house is on two sides surrounded by fields, and it's always a guess, you know, as to what they're going to plant that year. And some years it's beans, some years it's corn. This year I think it's wheat. And you know, we have to guess because, you know, we see the trucks going back there. We, you know, see all that stuff happening, but we don't really have any knowledge of what the farmer has decided to plant that year, because we won't know until the seed develops and grow. But that's because we aren't the farmers. We're not the planters. We're just the innocent bystanders, right? But I guarantee you that the farmer who went out to the fields behind my house didn't just grab some seed from his barn, not knowing what it is, and going out there and throwing it in the ground and saying, hey, well, I hope we'll see what happens in the spring like we do. We stand there and say, I don't know what it is. We'll see what happens when it comes up, right? No, that farmer stood on the edge of that vacant field, and he began to envision what he wants to manifest in that field months from now. Is this a corn year? Is this a wheat year? Is this a bean year? And now some years, I think it was last year, they did beans and then harvested that and then planted corn. We got two crops in the same season. But no, that farmer stood on the edge of that field and began to visualize what he wanted that field to look like months from now. And whenever he decided, you know what, this is a corn year, this year it's a wheat year, he said, all right, now if this was a wheat year, I know exactly what it is that I have to do to make that happen. I got to go back to that. I got to make sure I have the wheat. I got to make sure the ground is prepped for the wheat. I got to, there were very specific things because he had a vision of what he wanted that field to look like. So I ask you today the same question. Your life is a field growing something, right? What do you want it to be in 3 years, 5 years, 10 years from now? Do you have a vision for where you believe that God wants your life to go and to lead? Or are you a farmer that's just throwing random seeds out there and saying, well, it is what it is, what grows happens. And, you know, we're just see how things come about and we'll see what it all looks like. Or are you living with some essence of intentionality in your life? Where you say, no, this is where I want to be in 5 years. This is where I want to be in 3 years or 10 years. This is the vision. This is what I want coming up out of the ground. And I think this is so simple in its theology, but I think it is so powerful because, and I'm even speaking to me myself so many times in my life, you know, it's just falling back on the, well, it'll be what it is. And I lose that concept of, no, it won't be what it is. It will be whatever it is I plant. My life will be a direct result 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, from whatever I'm planting today. Let's break this down. If I'm in financial strains right now, but I got a vision for my future that I'm breaking out of this, but I don't begin to envision that and walk backwards and say, all right, well, here's some things that I have to start doing in order to have that harvest produced in my life 3 to 10 years from now. I gotta start cutting things out. I gotta start saving. I gotta be a good steward with my finances. If I gotta start a side hustle, then I gotta start a side hustle. I gotta do whatever it is that I need to do in order to have my field produce for me in the season of harvest that I'm envisioning, right? I've been saying to me, come on, this is the summer. I'm going to get in shape. I'm going to lose this belly. We're going to do all this. And, you know, we say that, you know, in the fall, it's like, all right, I got like 8 months before summer again. And summer rolls around and here I am again. Well, no, we're going to work this out. This is the last summer, right? But what happens is I got a vision. Here's what I think that I want, but I'm not planting the right things in the field. I'm planting Twinkies, I'm planting fast food, I'm planting whatever it is my flesh desires, right? But if I want a harvest of health and I want a harvest of being strong and I want a harvest of being in shape, then I got to backtrack and say, all right, then I got to start planting 30 minutes a day at the gym or making decisions to eat better. Are you following back with me? The same works in finance, the same works in health, the same works in relationship. You know, I want a strong marriage. I want a strong relationship with my kids, but I'll sprinkle some seeds in the field and see what happens. No, I have to be intentional with what I'm planting. I have to be intentional with, you know what? I'm going to start praying with my spouse every day. I'm going to start having devotions with my kid every day. I'm going to start having meaningful conversations. I'm not going to be just out there throwing seed and throwing words and throwing, you know, whatever. No, I'm going to be intentional about what I'm saying because I understand that everything that I'm doing is a seed planted into the soil of my future. I got to say that again. Everything you are doing is a seed planted in the soil of your future. What you are living today is a direct byproduct of seeds that you have planted in your past. Wow, it's you know, my relationships are struggling. I guarantee if you backtrack, there is somewhere that you refuse to apologize or you refuse to just love with the love of Christ and let stuff roll off your shoulders that, you know, aren't heaven and hell issues, right? Somewhere back there, you, and I'm not saying it's all on our shoulders. People do what people do as well. But on our part, typically, if you search back with an honest and open heart, you can find somewhere that you planted some seeds that weren't the best. And now you're living in the reality of that harvest of broken relationships or loneliness or whatever the outward outworking of all of that has been. But I'm not here to dwell on your past, and I'm not here to dwell with the harvest that's growing around you right now. I'm encouraging us today to get some fresh vision and some fresh eyesights to go out to, again, the edge of our life, the edge of our field, and really contemplate what is it that we want to harvest in our life of 3, 5, 10 years from now. What do we want growing? I want strong relationships with my grandkids. Start sowing the seeds today. Make the time today. Sow into their lives today. Well, I would like to start a business. All right, start the education process. Start research and start whatever it means you got to do. But here's what I'm getting at. What you sow today will be what you harvest tomorrow. So be very careful in what you are sowing. Be deliberate in what you are sowing. Decide on what kind of life it is that you want. We've talked about this on the lives that, you know, we are the only ones that can stop our progress forward. God's not stopping it. God's calling us, come, right? The enemy can't stop us. He can throw things in our way, but through the word of God, we are more than an overcomer through Christ Jesus. He can, you know, it rains on the just and the unjust, but as long as our house is built on the rock, we are going to survive. We're going to make it. The only thing that can stop us from going forward is our own decisions or our inability to be intentional about what it is we really want in life. Told you this before, but Pastor Parsley teaches that I can tell what you want by what it is you are chasing. The reality is, I don't want to be fit. I want to be comfortable. I'm saying this to me. Why? Because last night I thought to myself, you know, I could take that 2.5 mile walk. True story. I could take that 2.5 mile walk. It's good. Or I can sit here on the couch, watch TV, and eat another fudge pop. I won't tell you which one I chose. But the reality is, what I'm saying that I want aren't the seeds that I'm sowing. So then what happens is, you know, you move forward, you get a bad doctor report, you look at yourself and you're not happy, you know, in the mirror or whatever it is. And it's like, man, how did this happen? How did we get it happen? Because I made a decision and I sowed a seed. But if I want to change my harvest, I have to change my sowing. I have to change my sowing. If you feel boxed in you know, your finances or your job, listen, the kingdom of God currency is not the same currency as the kingdom of this world. The kingdom of God says you want blessing, then begin to sow and plant blessing. You get ahead of yourself by planting the seed before there's ever even a harvest. So if I want to turn around, then man, I got to get busy. I got to start sowing. Listen, if I want a different harvest, I have to change the seed that I'm sowing today. I have to change the seed that I'm sowing today. Come on, I hope this is helping somebody out there today. So again, what are some things that should be at the top of your priority list when you're standing on the edge of that field, envisioning your future? Healthy living. Come on, don't let the devil rob you. Don't let poor decision-making, don't let poor choices rob you from one day on this people planet that God has for you. So healthy living in our relationships, emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually, right? Pleasing God should be at the top of that list. Keeping Him at the center, keeping Him as our focus should be at the top of that list. Planting our family in the truth of the Word of God, keeping them planted in the house of God. Having them growing up, learning and knowing the truth of His Word should all be at the top of that list. So let me give you real quickly today, two hindrances to your harvest. Two hindrances to your harvest. Number one is not knowing what you want for your future. Not knowing what you want for your future. Uncertainty creates hesitation and a lack of commitment. Uncertainty creates hesitation and a lack of commitment. Without a clear vision, you won't plant intentional seeds. Without a clear vision, you won't plant intentional seeds. We got to know, what is it that we want? What is it that we're chasing? What is it that we're pursuing? What is the dream? What is the vision? You have to have those honest conversations. Listen, what is it that you're believing for? What is it that you are praying for? Not knowing what you want for your future will cause a future of uncertainty. Again, if I go out, you know, to my garden, and if you know me and Sarah, we love our flower beds and love our gardens. And, you know, if I go out there and I just have no intentionality on what I'm doing and what I'm planning and what's coming and what's growing, you know, I'm going to end up with a whole mess on my hands. I'm going to have tall bushes in the front, short bushes in the back, things growing into each other because they're just shoved together. And I don't know, is that a weed or is that a plant? I don't know, because I don't even know what I planted. And before I know it, you know, around the corner from our house a few years ago, somebody had a weed. It was called those elephant ear kind of weed things that were coming up from their porch. And I don't know, I guess they thought it was pretty, but it drove me mad. And they let this thing grow. And eventually it became this massive, ugly weed tree in their yard. And I think they were proud of it, thinking, oh, look, we just let the weed grow. I don't know. But eventually it started to push up the concrete on their sidewalk. And they eventually went in and cut the thing down. But, you know, not being intentional and not knowing what is growing, like this wasn't supposed to be there, right? And it was cool for a minute until it started to wreck the foundation of their home, right? So you have to be intentional. You have to know what it is you want, what it is that your vision is, and then start planting seeds that will grow into that future. What is it that you're believing for? What is it that you're praying for? And figure out, I've said this time and time again over the years preaching, but I believe that we are called to be the answer to our own prayers, at least in part. What I mean by that, stop asking God to do what it is that you and I are not willing to do. All right, God. And again, I'm bringing all this down. All right, God, we want to be, you know, we want to be better with our finances. Do a miracle. Just don't ask me to do anything. No, be active in the answer to your own prayers. God, I want better relationships. All right, start apologizing. Start holding your tongue and don't just say everything that pops into your mind. Guess what? Your relationships are going to go better. Being quick to listen and slow to speak, Bible, right? Guess what? Your relationships are going to go better. So do you understand what I'm saying? So we often ask God, you know, God, bring revival in our church, bring revival in our city. But, you know, tonight's not a good night to pray for me. I got a lot going on. We got things happening tomorrow. It's not a good night to be at prayer. All right, well, then don't ask God to do what it is that you're not willing to do. Be invested. Be planted. Get in the field. Start plowing. There comes a minute where that's that moment that seed has to leave your hand, and when it does, there's nothing else you can do for it. It's the seed, and it's God. But come on, you got some work to do. I've got some work to do. We got to get out there. We got to start pulling weeds. We got to start tilling the ground. We got to make sure that it's being watered. We got to make sure it's getting enough sunlight. And then when we've done everything in our power to make sure that that seed has the potential to grow. You know, if you know, I love my Lowe's home improvement store. I love that they have this reduced flower section. And that's why we keep putting flower beds more and more and more and more around our house, because we keep walking past that reduced section. And I say, Sarah, we're not getting any more. And before I know it, she's saying, all right, let's just start a pile over here as we're in Lowe's garden center. I don't remember why I was saying that. I got to start talking about that garden center and start thinking about, I wonder what they have going on today. But we have to be intentional. We have to believe in what we're praying for, believe in what we're asking God for, and then be intentional to start. I remember I was saying all that. We, in one of the trips to there, I had gotten this tree, and it's a magnolia tree, and it was not looking good in the garden center. And I knew there's like a 75% chance that this thing is not going to survive. Sarah says we're going back tomorrow. You know, I would say on the live, no, we're not, but that's a lie. We probably are. but this magnolia tree. And I knew it had very little chance of surviving, but I got the tree because, man, at the reduced price, it was like $12, right, for a magnolia tree. And I planted it. I made sure I got some Miracle-Gro fertilizer. I made sure the soil was the best that it could be. I did everything. I got the mulch on top of it. I'm watering it. I've staked it. I've done everything in my power for this thing to have life. I think it is going to survive. I see some new buds on it. But my point is I couldn't just throw it out there and say, well, it is. We'll see what happens. No, I had to be intentional. I did everything I could do to make sure that this thing had potential of life and to grow. There is a moment I got to walk away and say, I've done everything that I can do. God, this thing is in your hands. But I'm intentional. Number two that stops our harvest is allowing circumstances to stop you. If you begin to look at the wind and look at the clouds, you will never sow. Listen, we aren't called to be weather watchers. We are called to be faithful sowers. You think of Peter getting out of that boat and walking on the water. Listen, he was not called. The assignment for him that day was not to be a weatherman and determine the clouds and the storms and the size of the waves. That wasn't his assignment. His assignment was to keep his eyes fixed on Jesus and move forward. The moment he took his eyes off Jesus, he lost vision. He lost sight of his future and began to sink miserably because he began to watch his surroundings. God has never called us to be weathermen, trying to determine, is it a good season to sow? Is it, you know, the Bible says that, you know, that Isaac sowed in the time of famine, a terrible time to sow, in the middle of famine, but the blessing of God was on it. God didn't say, consider the weather patterns, consider the clouds, is it famine? He said, you sow and you just be faithful to keep your eyes on me and sow, and I'll worry about the weather. I'll worry about bringing the increase. I'll worry about the rest of it. Your job is not to be a weather watcher. Your job is to be a faithful sower. Listen, as long as you watch the weather, and what I mean by the weather, as long as you watch, listen, well, it's not a good time for me to financially sell. It'll never be. Well, it's not a good time for me to, apologize and mend that relationship. I'm going through a lot. It will never be. It's not a good time for me to start savings. You know, it's summer and Lowe's has their discount flower section. Listen, it will never be. We're not called to watch the weather. We're called to be faithful sowers. Don't stop sowing. And here's what happens is we stop sowing because of discouragement. We stop sowing because of weariness. We stop sowing because of a lack of recognition. We stop sowing because we haven't seen the harvest come yet. All these things play in, and the end result is that we stop sowing. As soon as you stop sowing, you stop providing a harvest for your future. You can only reap what you have sown. And listen, here's the thing about ground. Here across the street from the church, they are flattening that land and they're building a huge water runoff. And they wait a little bit too long before they started to put the ground cover on and the grass seed. And suddenly what started to happen is literally within days, weeds are shooting out of that field of dirt. Why? Because the lack of planting the right thing will always produce a harvest of the wrong thing. I don't know where the weed seeds come from. I don't know how they got there. I don't know how they grow so fast, but I will tell you this. As soon as they put the grass seed down, as soon as they put the straw barrier on top of it, all that I see growing is grass. I know from my own life and my own harvest and my own gardening, right? It's not that, well, if I don't plant anything, I just won't reap anything. Listen, you're going to reap something. It's just not what you want. The soil is going to produce. Your life is going to produce. Things are going to grow. But if you're not intentional about what you're planting and what is growing and what is happening, it will grow the wrong things. Don't stop sowing because you're discouraged. Don't stop sowing because you're weary. Don't stop sowing because you had a lack of recognition. Keep sowing. Keep planting. Keep the seed in the ground. Farmers can't control the weather, but they can control what they sow. The only hope for a harvest in your future is to get the seed in the ground today. Farmers don't wait for perfect conditions. Hey, good morning, Sue. Good to see you. So don't let bad news, don't let political unrest, don't let fear of the future stop you from sowing. What's the harvest you want to see? Start planting those seeds today. Sowing requires relentlessness and faithfulness. God's part is to bring the increase. Our part is to sow. Listen to Galatians 6:9. And let us not grow weary in doing good. For in due season, we will reap if we do not give up. I love one thing that the Lord spoke to me several years ago is I had planted a seed for something that I was believing God for in my life, and it didn't quite harvest the way that I anticipated. I remember going to God with this verse of scripture and saying, God, you said that when we sow in season, we will reap if we do not give up. God, where is it at? And I remember he brought me right back to those words, in due season. And I thought, well, God, it is due season. I need the harvest now. And he says, you don't know the season. I know the season. And he said, there are some seeds that you've planted that won't be harvested in your life until 10, 15, 20, 30 years from now. Because I know, I'm not speaking of me, but God knows that there's a season in your future that you're going to need to harvest a financial breakthrough. So the seed that you sowed yesterday, you're saying, well, I put it in, it's been 24 hours, where is it at? God says that seed has been held up for a due season in your future that you're going to need that harvest. That encouragement that you're sowing into somebody else's life today. You know, you might turn around and say, well, it's been 12 hours. No one's encouraged me. Where is it at? What's happening? God says, no. In due season, there's a season that he sees in your future that you're going to need encouragement. You're going to need a friend to stick close to you. You're going to need somebody to hold your hand and be there and support you. He says, this seed, I'm not letting you harvest it yet because the harvest is for a due season. So don't get hung up if it's like, man, well, it's been 12 days and I trust God, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning, the end, the first, the last, the one who goes before us, the one who makes the crooked path straight, the one who's been in our future. I trust him to say, you know what? You don't need this harvest now, you need it then. So we're going to keep it in the ground. We're going to keep it there. We're going to keep it just ready. And in due season, it will produce harvest in your life. But what happens is when we don't see it on our timetable, we get discouraged. We say it doesn't work. We say God's a liar. We don't believe in sowing and reaping. We don't believe in the harvest. This whole thing has been false. And we stop sowing. So now what we have done is we stop planting the seeds for future harvest. Listen, you could plant a seed and within 20 minutes, you had a total breakthrough in your life. Praise God for it. But God is the one who brings the increase. Our job is not to determine the season of the harvest and what is due season. Our job is to sow and allow God to determine what is the due season for reaping. Come on. So what do? We keep sowing in faith. We keep sowing in our marriage. We keep sowing in our family. We keep sowing seeds in our church. We keep sowing seeds in our community. We don't get sidetracked and all distraught about, well, when's the harvest? What is it happening? What is it? No, we keep sowing. We keep sowing. We keep sowing. We keep sowing. We keep sowing because the Bible says that we will reap the harvest in due season. I keep praying, but God, it's not changing. I keep praying, but God, it's not working. I keep praying, but God, I don't see a turnaround. Keep praying, keep believing, keep standing in faith, because in due season. Well, I've been praying for that unsaved loved one for 30 years. Keep praying, because in due season. In due season. Why was due season not on our timetable? I don't know. I can't pretend to know. All of that I know is that if we keep sowing and we keep our eyes on Jesus, in due season, we will reap the harvest that we are believing. So we don't act based on circumstances. We don't sow based on circumstances. We sow based on vision. So here's my question for you. Are you being led by what you see, or are you being led by the harvest that you're believing for? Are you being led by what you see, or are you being led by the harvest you are believing for? You know, even in church life, come on, church life can be hard sometimes, but we keep showing up and we keep sowing seeds and worship and serving and praying and giving. And, you know, I keep showing up and we keep preaching the Bible. We keep doing what God's called us to do. Why? Because if I'm believing for a future harvest, I got to keep sowing seeds today. Listen, and I've taught you this, seeds always produce after their own kind. You will reap what you sow. Bad seeds grow bad harvests. Good seeds grow good harvests. Sometimes, listen, we've taught you this, but for the forgiveness that you need to extend has nothing to do with the other person. It's as long as you're holding on to that seed of unforgiveness, you are going to reap bad harvest in your life. So listen, I can't hold on to bitterness and unforgiveness. Now, I don't care even about the other person. I just can't reap that stuff in my life. So I have to forgive. I have to let go of bitterness and resentment and all of that stuff. Why? Because if I don't, it will continually produce a negative harvest in my life. And I will forever be at the mercy of those bad seeds ruining my future harvest. Bad seeds grow bad harvest. Good seeds grow good harvest. Doing good, sowing good seeds is also how we overcome evil. Romans 12, 21 teaches that. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Evil increases when good people do nothing. Evil increases when good people don't do nothing. Now listen, here's something for you. Prayer is powerful, but it must be accompanied by doing good. James 2:28 says that I will show you my faith by my works. Prayer is powerful, but if we're not doing anything good, we're not sowing any good seeds, then we can't expect. That's why I said God has called us to participate in the answering our own prayers. I will pray, but then I will work. I will pray as if it all depends on God, but I will work as if it all depends on me. I will give it every ounce of my being. I won't pray and then sit back on the couch and eat my fudge pop and say, well, we'll see what happens. I did pray about it. You understand what I'm preaching at today? God has so much harvest for us. The enemy can't touch our fields unless we allow him. Evil increases when good people do nothing. To wrap this whole thing up, that's why I'm asking you to prayerfully consider becoming a monthly partner here at the Pioneer Channel. Why? Because are there other Christian networks? 100%. Great ones. Ones that I love. But there are people around this world that are hearing the gospel because of the Pioneer Channel. We're having an impact. We're changing lives. We are running out of broadband services. Why? Because so many people are watching. Why they're not watching other ones? Maybe they are and they're watching us. Or maybe they just found us. God led them to us. All that I know is that evil will increase in our world if good people do nothing. We can pull back and say, you know what? We need to maintain where we were, and we're just going to stop airing on those platforms. And guess what? Evil will increase. Evil will increase. Or we can step up and say, you know what? We're going to partner. We're going to come alongside. We're going to be a supporter of this ministry. We're going to not only pray, but we're going to get involved in answering that prayer, get involved in helping spread the gospel around the world. So if you would consider doing that, I would love to have you partner with us to help continue to take the message of the gospel through the Pioneer Channel all around the world. And our goal is to do this until Jesus comes. And our goal is to not draw back. And our goal is to not give up. And our goal is to keep pressing forward. Do I think this will be our last share-a-thon? Absolutely not. Why? Because I hope to continue to have the same type of problems that we're having now. What problems? Problems where we are overwhelmed with the demand of people watching, the demand of people wanting access to what the Pioneer Channel is putting out. So much so that we got to increase again, and we got to grow again, and we got to expand again, and we have opportunities to reach new territories. Why? Because every territory that we take is a heart, is a soul, is a family, is a life, is a community. And if good people do nothing, evil will overcome, and we will not allow evil to win. We will not allow the enemy to keep territory, but we are going to purpose in our heart with our prayers and with our giving to take that ground and hold that ground. We've been given those three new platforms to err on, and we're going to hold that ground with our giving. We're going to hold it with what God's calling us to do. So again, you can do that by simply texting the word partner to 717-500-3575. When you do, it'll send you a link that'll help you sign up to become a monthly partner. As our way of thanking you, we want to send you Rod Parsley's newest book called Pentecost If. It's a fantastic book. We're talking about it in church right now. It's been amazing. We want to put that in your hands. Just our way of saying thank you. Of course, you can give a one-time gift if you can't partner with us monthly. You can do all of that by going to our website, ptnnow.com. Thank you so much for being on with me today. We will be back on later on in the day as we continue the charathon throughout the rest of the day at different times. So if I don't see you online a little bit later today, then I will see you this Sunday at Hope City Church for a powerful time in the presence of God together. Amen. Well, be blessed. Thank you for being on with me. Let me pray. I like to always pray. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus for every person who's listening and watching. And Lord, maybe they're looking around at their field right now and they're not happy with the crop that they are harvesting. They're not happy with the growth that they're seeing. Well, Father, I thank you today that we aren't stuck with the harvest in front of us. But the Bible says that, Lord, you will, first of all, come in and burn out the chaff. You will come in and burn out those things. But Lord, maybe we got to pull some of those weeds by extending forgiveness and repenting for where we've been wrong. But Lord, that we can change the harvest that is growing every day in our life by starting today to plant different seeds. So Lord, would you give us eyes of faith? Would you give us eyes of vision? Would you cause us to be able to see beyond what we see, to look into our future and do what it is that you're asking us to do? Would you cause us to not be weather watchers, but faithful seed sowers, not consider the circumstance, but be faithful and obedient to your word? And we give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you so much for being on. Again, I'll see you later on today on our share-a-thons as they continue. And if not, I will see you this Sunday at Hope City Church. Be blessed.